Home to the oldest state park in the nation, the first state to charter a state-sponsored university, and the first state to lower the voting age from 21 to 18.
It was home to Hogzilla, the largest hog ever discovered. It's the current home of the largest swamp in North America. That's not Washington, D.C., by the way. And it's the only state to have had three governors simultaneously twice. That's two times, and sounds like a drunk history episode.
Yes, it does. You're listening to Queer Money episode 465, and today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in Georgia. Now on with the show. The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Welcome to all you newbies. Welcome back to those of you who are joining us again for our Queer Cities series. If you're watching on YouTube, you can catch the whole series by clicking up here. If you're listening, you can click the link in your podcast player.
Last week, we visited the great state of Hawaii. YouTube viewers can watch that particular episode here. If you're listening, you can click the link in your podcast player. We have some more podcast love to share with you. This one came from, I love to eat veggies.
I do love to eat veggies.
I love to eat veggies. Shared their thoughts and with us on Apple Podcasts. They say that John and David do the work and our community needs this. Well, we couldn't agree more. So thank you. I love to eat veggies. If you love this video or this video series, let us know by giving us a shout out and a thumbs up on this video if you're watching on YouTube, or give us a rating and a review on your favorite podcast player.
All right. Some information about the state of Georgia. Now, we mentioned several episodes ago that HRC has updated the 2023 rankings to include what they call the state of emergency. And Georgia is a state that is in a state of emergency. Basically, that means that on their municipal equality index, although they rank them by city and the protections that these cities have enacted, that at the state level, some of these states are actually putting in enacting laws that diminish or negate these protections that are being put out by the cities. Doesn't necessarily mean that the individuals in the city have changed, just means at the state level, there are some changes. And so we want to definitely call that out. Although we will say when it comes to Georgia, Atlanta and its suburbs, which made up more than half of the cities that we looked at with the help of the HRC Municipal Equality Index, these areas are consistently ranking as the top cities for African Americans and people of color. Actually, per Green Book Global, which is a travel website and brand that specifically looks at the benefits of travel for people of color and African Americans, they rank Atlanta as one of the best cities. And this may be in part because Atlanta's population is 30.8% African American, which is one of the most highest density of African Americans in any city across the country.
Yeah. So I think, unfortunately, that's great news that there's a lot. It's very welcoming for African American and people of color. It's frustrating that the state itself is under a state of emergency. And I think this sort of speaks to, especially when you overlay affordability, I just don't think that there's a utopia for LGBTQ plus people in the United States, especially if you're not white, cis, gay man.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Unfortunately, there's just not. And so hopefully that's something that will change in time, and hopefully sooner rather than later. That being said, the runner up for the great state of Georgia is Atlanta. And we're talking specifically Atlanta because, as David said, we reviewed a lot of the suburbs of Atlanta. So Atlanta specific, HRC ranks it for a municipal equality index of 100. It's the highest and the only area in Atlanta in Georgia to get a 100. Home values come in at $377,000 per property, which comes in at the middle for the state. Rents come in at even $2,000 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. That's tied for the highest with Avondale Estates and North Druid Hills, both of which are Atlanta suburbs. Cost of living comes in at 113.3% of the national average. That's also tied for the highest for the state with Sandy Springs. Average income comes at $105,000 per year. That's just above the middle. Median income comes in at $70,000 per year. That's just above the average.
Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. All right. So the winner for the state of Georgia is actually a suburb of Atlanta. That's the suburb of Decatur. Why did Decatur end up being in the top spot? Well, HRC Municipal Equality Index gives it a 98, which is almost there when it comes to the best score you can get, but it is number two for the state, the second highest. Home values come in at $315,000, which is right in the middle for the state. Rent, $1,846 for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom place, which is just below average for the state. Cost of living, 104.8%, which is in the middle for the state. But get this, average income, $140,000, which is not only the highest in the state, that is higher than New York City for average income, but median income is just as good. Median income is $108,000, which is also the highest for the state and well above the median income for New York City.
That's crazy. Some great things about Decatur. It's the hometown of the Indigo Girls. So guess what we're going to be listening to later today? 1200 Curfew. Per the census info, the zip code, which includes much of Decatur, has the highest percentage of same-sex couples in Georgia, which is pretty exciting. Love to see a lot of LGBTQ plus people holding hands there. In 2022, San Diego LGBT News listed Decatur as the sixth best city in the U.S. for LGBTQ plus people. It's also considered one of the most politically progressive areas of Georgia. Check out definitely a PFLAG chapter there. It's PFLAG Decatur, and Decatur Pride is really Atlanta Pride, which is typically in October.
So congratulations, Atlanta and Decatur.
Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
Make sure you come back next Thursday when we are going to look at the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in the state of probably one of the most hated state governments in the United States right now when it comes to the LGBTQ community, and that is Florida, which is also in a state of emergency.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click the link here on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have an amazing weekend.